Everybody said, let's go. We're finishing up Perek Aleph.
Ooh. Same.
Yeah. Kairos Batenu Arozen Rahitenu Biroisin. The Kairos of Batenu, the rafters are made out of Arozen and the roof is made out of Broisin, which we explained. The Rahitenu, the Kairos are the strong pieces, and the Rahitenu are the wider pieces that are lighter, but they actually cover the roof. So the Goyen goes on to explain how does that represent the Mishkan? So he says, first of all, the Yisoid that we spoke at last night, the dinner speech, that really the Yisoid where the Shekhinah rests is not in the Mishkan. And the Shekhinah does not rest in the Beis HaMikdash. The Shekhinah rests bilvavos klal Yisrael, bi'ichud levavos klal Yisrael. So where is there going to be a makom of yichud levavos? L'chein tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu v'yikhlu tshuma. Asher yidvenu liboy. You have to give it the leib because it needs to be a chetimsa where the levavos are meyuchad. V'chol echad is nadir kafinid vas liboy ala mishkam nischabru shom ala levavos.
So why then just like partial chat, like what's the why is Moshe going to the Mishkan? Why is the Shekhinah seem to rest on the sh
Because that's the place in the world that is a manifestation of the levavos of Klal Yisrael.
I mean, that's the point
Where do
where
they exist?
we can say that everyone's leave is connected to
Right.
Mishkan.
Which is obvious, why Sinas Chinam takes away the Mishkan. Obviously. You don't even have, it's not an Einish. There's no mokum for Ashras HaShchina anymore. It's obvious.
Why is Sinas Chinam gotten to do this? Your leave is over there. It doesn't make a difference. I hate that guy. What difference does it make if my leave's over there? His leave is here. My leave is
No,
here.
but your levavos are
What?
be'etzem not miyuchad, me'uchad. Can't fake it. We're me'uchad. There is no
Why should
yichud
that take
levavos. No, because yichud
so
levavos is
many
that we
hours?
have the yichud levavos is that we're together in our mission. We are all here to do this.
So I can like pizza and he can like pastrami.
No, you
No,
can't.
but you
Well,
can still
you
like
can't.
food. But
No,
you know, I like God in one way. He likes God another way. I'm a Zionist.
No,
I'm
but you don't
like,
like each other is the problem. I don't care how you like
I
God.
don't like his mahalach going towards God, but we both like God.
No, but Sinas Chinam means that you can't
Yeah,
have an ichud with him.
because I
So the
don't like the way
Shekhinah,
he.
no, but the Shekhinah is in the ichud levavos. That's the point.
You gotta be shaman be well, as soon as it means you don't like that guy.
For whatever reason, which is Shekhinah,
Yeah,
you're blaming it.
I don't like it
No.
because you're a Zionist.
No. No.
No, that's not. Is that sin? No,
It's probably also, but it was that the
so.
point. No. Ba'avas Hashem. Tzarech shiyah begimel dvarim. B'chol this has nothing to do with the Yom Tzvot. Ve'avas Hashem tzarech shiyah begimel dvarim. Okay? You have to love Hashem with three things. B'chol vavav, b'chol nefesh, b'chol ma'odecha. Listen to this. U'beis hayu b'klal Yisrael. Shenos l'kshuma kol echa nidvas liboy. Ve'hein beis b'chol vavav, b'chol ma'odecha. What are they missing? B'chol nefeshecha is the guf. Hagimel begof. So where is the yichud levavos in the guf? So he says that's pchach me leiv oisei hamalacha. So that was the oisei hamalacha. So the oisei hamalacha represented Klal Yisrael in donating their guf to the Mishkan. K'vay betzal v'aliyav v'aleim neymar ubeleiv kochacham leiv nasati chachma. They also gave their leiv in doing the work. V'heim hayu ba b'ma lo shleima yoisei kol Yisrael. So the people that gave the money, or the people that gave the lave, on one level, that could be all of Klal Yisrael. But the people that donated their guf by putting their lave into the work, they were on a higher level. Okay? V'zeu sha'amru, that which held up the roof, that's representing the people that gave their work. That was Arozik. Those strong people. That was Betzalel and Aliyav. He ma kores shaleim nishan agak. Vehim ikar abinyan. Vehim ayu arozin. Kinu lechachamim gedolim kma arzi alvanan v'adira atayra. So you always say that. Arzi alvanan. V'rahitenu and the wider, more lighter wood was made up of the rest of Klal Yisrael. Hushar ha'am. Shayu oiskim bin Shayun Shom. There's a lot more people, and therefore that's what covered over the Mishkan, and it's the wider part. So the Mishkan is made up of two things. It's made up of the primary people that are actually doing the work. Those are the Azir Levanan. It's made up of the rest of Klal Yisrael's lave giving the money and being behind the idea, but not actually able to go ahead and do the idea. Okay, so Memela, that's what Klal Yisrael is made up of, and that's what the Mishkan is made up of. Okay, this is the main pshat. Kipirish Acher. So he's talking now, going back to the pasuk we said before, that Afar Seinu Ra'anana is referring to the beauty of the Mishkan. And then it says, so it's like a marriage. Ta'elsa Isha Lebeiz Dvarim. Echad Le'ishas, Ubeiz Lirois Le'etzapais, Halichas Beisa Dvarim Echarechein Le'bais. One is to service the husband, and one is to service the house, basically. L'chein Amar, L'karisi Le'ishti Ishti, Shu Lashon Megune, which is referring to the Ishos Chelik, El Beisi, which is the Iker was servicing the Bais. That Gemar means. V'zeu ha-hevdol atzmoi shebein ha-mishkan le-beis ha-mikdash. What was the difference between Mishkan and Mikdash? Shebeis ha-mikdash hoya be'erech ha-mefarneses is beisa, bo hoyu gil goloi ha-dveikas. Ha-sheinkim be-mishkan hoya goloi ha-dveikas. Lo-chein nikru beis ha-mikdash is kumen ba'aris. The Mishkan was a much more intimate Kesher with Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Beis HaMikdash was already more industrial. It was more like stuff going on. We're here, we're doing the Karbanos. It was more the Shechina came mitoich the Avoida that was done there. The Mishkan was the symbolized the Chibur itself was the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm not sure where he's going with this yet. The hevdo should be in bias rishon l'sheni, a rishon doymel l'koreish, u ikar bias, shin doymel l'rhitim. Chink ziv l'sikro ir bali, l'oshan ha'bala bias, and l'oshan
l'ishi. There's more kedush in the first base of Mikdash than the second base of Mikdash. That's what's koreish versus rhitim.
Sometimes you can have marriage, but there's no relationship. Why they're there? For the kids. They're for the kids. So keep your mouth shut, and when everything's done, we'll take care of business. take care of it after Las Chasna. We'll, but there's no cash, there's no relationship, right? So basically, the idea is that you have to have both parts. And the ikur he's saying here is that in the Bais Rishon, there was a real kesher. By Shani, was just more servicing.
So what's my Shlishi going to look like?
So he says, he brings a possum. And he says, that's the difference between a relationship between husband and wife when they call it Ishi or Bali. Bali, Ishi refers to the Ishus, to the relationship. Bali is, there's a house here, and you tell me what to do, and it's a much more, service industry, So, what? Yeah, so he says like this, v'chenksev, it's a pasuk, loy sikru oid ba'ali. Hashem, I will not call you anymore ba'ali, loshon ba'al ba'is, el loshon ishi. She loshon ishus, golu l'kol, kasher yu dveikim boi ba'kodesh baruch hu. And tzoach ha'bachot t'shokach. Are we able to give you a neshika outside?
In front of everybody.
Hakoponim, it means to say, Bais Rishon was a real chibur, Bais Sheni was not a real chibur. There was no Shechina in Bais Sheni. Shechina was missing in Bais Sheni. So what was it? You brought Karbanos. You're very good.
It's just going to mean that there wasn't...
There wasn't a Chibur of Klai Yisrael in that place. Right. So, but this is a Pasuk, but I think it's in the Haftarah for Parshas Nachmu. It's one of those... It's in the Shiva Den HaKamta. The sikru uli oid ishi ki mbaili, oh, it's Israel mbaili, something like that. Akoponim, where's the pasuk? They don't tell me where it is. Anyway, okay, so that's what he's saying. The kurdish batenu arozim Right, Tenu. Beroisim is these two levels, basically, of Shechina and the relationship between Kaizan and HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
That's similar to what he's saying before, he's talking about before Sinai and then the Mishkan, but the Shechina, you know what I'm talking about? Before he mentioned that the Sinai was the actual Chibur.
Sinai was a touch,
right?
And
then,
Mishkan was a chibur, but it was a chibur that was less permanent. And then I saw,
then, right?
Yeah, there's obviously levels. That's the point, right? Correct. In other words,
I thought over there he was saying that Eretz Yisrael was an actual fusion, or like
Eretz Yisrael was, yeah, sure.
But doesn't necessarily mean.
But then
saying,
actually, the offset by the compromise vision.
But you're saying even before that the Mishkan was more of a
the Mishkan also had it. Yeah,
I'm saying here he's saying
here he's saying what? Yeah,
I mean it's not the same thing. I don't
right.
know.
Right, I don't, all these things. Right? I don't know what this is. Okay, all these are very chashuvim say this. That's for sure. Okay, so we're up to Perek Beis. I'm not in the mood. I think we'll keep going. I think this is pretty fascinating stuff. No.
You're the boss. Wow. So what's it going to say about when we're going to be Shlishi?
Shlishi is going back to Bayashlishi level.
Can you imagine that?
Well, that's what he's saying. He's saying that right, it's scary. It's not possible.
Right? We're so far from that.